بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت إرباد بن السارية رضي الله عنه says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had given us some very touching advice and we were very, very much moved. ذرفت منها العلوم ووجلت من القلوب. Hearts were affected, the eyes were rolling with tears. So we requested Ahad ilayna, Ya Rasulullah, give us some advice. Because today you are speaking in a very serious tone, as though mu'izatun wad'in, as though it's a person that is leaving his people. So give us some advice. So obviously when a person is leaving, and leaving permanently, then the type of advice that she will give. And moreover, the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the rahmatul lil alameen, an embodiment of rahmat, mercy for all the world. So his advice obviously was very comprehensive, very great, and most pertinent. So Nabi Sallam explained that مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَسَيَرَى اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. After me you will find a lot of disputes, a lot of disagreements, a lot of disputes you will find. Somebody thinks something and somebody thinks something else. Then people find it difficult now, what do we do? And when we look at it and when we hear somebody saying something and somebody saying something else, so what are we supposed to be doing under the circumstance? So Nabi advice was, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Then follow my way and the way of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, whose names we hear in every Jum'ah, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman and Ali radiallahu anhu. And hold them very firm. Is that way that I had taught and dispensed, and my khulafa had explained to you. Obviously they had known Rasulullah better than the entire ummah. They lived with him, they worked with him, they spent their lives with him. So they have understood Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam better than the rest of the ummah. Just one person has Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. If you have to compare his iman and his righteousness to the entire ummah, you cannot compare. He's so weighty, his iman, his righteousness and virtue is so weighty that nobody can compare with him. All the ulama, all the awliya, all the kutubs of the time, if they are to compare with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, then nobody can compare with him. He's so high. So if you want to be on the right, just follow their way. And hold to their ways very, very firmly. So their ways will be in all dimensions of iman and life, whether it's our beliefs, whether it's our actions, whether it's our mutual contracts, business, whether it's our social etiquettes and life. So in all dimensions of our life, then we need to see what they have been practicing. Because Islam is not something that you can separate social conduct from religion. You cannot separate business from iman. So when you are in iman, then iman is a comprehensive manner. Nobody can come and say now, this is the 21st century, so we cannot apply the laws that were taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 14 centuries away. Can't say that. Because you are saying that, and that's a slander against the personality of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a refutation to his personality and to his being. Because he had mentioned it very clearly, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, that your deen has been perfected and complete. So it has been complete and perfected. And now someone has to say, We're living in modern times, and we're living in a new world now. We're living in a world of technology. We cannot apply the old laws. That means Rasulullah is under attack. That your way is redundant now. It remained for such a long period. Now it's introduced something new. Modernism or Westernism or European Americanism. So this thing doesn't work. Because his way was perfect, complete. And apart from being complete, it was supposed to be applied to all times, all people, all races, irrespective. So when his ways are complete, then his ways will be applicable to every dimension of life. Then we look at our iman, then the iman of the Sahaba Kiram and the iman that was dispensed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That we believe in him, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be unique in his being and in his qualities, his attributes. So he doesn't have a partner in his being nor in his attributes. He is one and alone, whether it is his being or whether it is his attributes. So he shares with none in his knowledge, in his power, in his might and in his glory. People may have some knowledge, some understanding and some power, but they can't share with Allah Ta'ala. Can you compare a drop against an ocean? So the entire world, with all its resources, all its piety, all its knowledge, everything, in comparison to the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, is not even a drop compared to the ocean. So that is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And therefore, Rasulullah advised Abdullah ibn Abbas, his dear cousin, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. You ask Allah Ta'ala. And remember Allah Ta'ala, you will find him before you. Any time, at the time of difficulty, at the time of ease, rather than saying, he is the cause, that person is the cause, as though we are making people the cause for things. So our iman is, it's Allah Ta'ala that happens, that makes everything happen. مَا يَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Even a leaf cannot drop without his knowledge, without his power. Nothing can happen. So, we need to correct our understanding about iman and faith. And that is why, you see, at a maktab level, they are asking you to recite the five kalimas. Right? And the five kalimas are really found in Surah Baqarah, in Amana Rasul, if you look at it, قُلُونَ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِي is exactly about the five kalimas. So these five kalimas are not something that have been fabricated or made up. It is exactly the content of Surah Baqarah. So it is to refresh and to remnant our iman, to bring it up again. Sometimes in the day, we are too involved in our work, to engage in our business, and lose sight of these things here, that are the elementary factors and the elementary tenets of our faith, articles of our iman. So any other way besides the way of Rasulullah is an absolute fabrication. Give it any name, but all the ways that are besides the way of Rasulullah is pure Satanism. If it is modernism, or call it evolution, or call it feminism, right? Any ism that is going against the way of Rasulullah is pure Satanism. Give it the best type of title. Call it feminism, call it modernism, call it evolution, call it anything else. But if it's not consistent with the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's going against it, it is pure Satanism. جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. That we talk of shaitans amongst jinnat. But the Quran says that there are shaitans amongst men as well. يُحِي بَعْضُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ. They inspire each other with flowery talk. We have a habit to look up at the WhatsApp, at different social sites, and then we want to draw our iman from that. Now is that a sensible thing? Someone has got a cardiac arrest, will he just check up AI, or will he check up some site and do the operation himself? He won't do it. He knows that he's dying. So iman is even more precious than your life. Because the most that can happen if you follow the AI in a health condition may die, right? But here you will be destroyed eternally. So this is not a thing that you can just refer to AI or any intelligence for guidance and for hidayah. Right? So any other ism besides the way of Rasulullah is pure shaitan. Allah says it in this verse, يُحِي بَعْضٌ إِلَى بَعْضٍ ذُكْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ. They inspire each other with flowery terms, catchphrases they will give you. And that catchphrase sticks deep into your heart and you don't have the ability to flush it out of the system. Someone may say, oh, you must agree to disagree. Now that statement seems appealing to every shallow mind, right? Agree to disagree. But we have to disagree with things that are disagreeable. If we come into the masjid and someone is performing namaz in the opposite direction, will that be agreeable or we will disagree? So we can't be agreeing to anything and everything. There may be some things that we'll agree with. Our personal choices and preferences, we may disagree, it's alright. He prefers to have coffee and he prefers to have tea. These are differences that can be reconciled. We'll overlook them, we won't talk about them. But there are differences that cannot be reconciled. It's your yard, right? And I feel I've got a right to intrude into your yard. I've got a right because I'm a South African citizen. So therefore, I'm paying taxes. I've got a right to go and encroach. So, will that be allowed? So, the law is the law of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody has the right to encroach into the law of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Like you would consider it to be total taboo if someone intrudes into your private property, into your private space, you will not allow that. So how do you want Allah Ta'ala to accept this, that you can intrude and make adjustments and changes to His noble, perfect, complete, comprehensive? So what is our iman? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and His being, right? Kullun amana billahi wa malaikati. I explained just now the five kalimas that we recite. It's not something that has been introduced, no. It's from the Quran. Kullun amana billahi wa malaikati wa kutubi wa rusuli. So we believe in all the malaika, all the angels, all the divine scriptures, and all the rasuls. We aren't like others that say that nu'minu bi ba'di wa nakfuru bi ba'd. We make some sharp differences and distinctions from one to the other. That which is suitable to us, we are embracing. And that which is not agreeable to us, we are rejecting. No. That is unacceptable. We accept it and accept it complete. You can't say accept some articles of faith and other articles of faith I reject. You can't say that. I'll accept Jummah Namaz to be a faraz, an obligation, and the Fajr Namaz to be ma'af. No. You accept it complete. Right? It's a different thing. After accepting it, sometimes out of your laziness, you didn't perform the Fajr Namaz. But you will not consider it to be ma'af. It's an obligation. I faulted. I'm really wrong in doing what I'm doing. So you accept the wrong as a wrong. Your iman is still safe. But after committing the wrong, someone tries to justify the wrong. That person is out of Islam. Nu'minu bi ba'di wa nakfuru bi ba'd. He's trying to justify. Then he's got no place in iman. Allah says, such people, ulaika humul kafiruna haqqa. Pick and choose, they want to make sharp distinctions from one thing and the other, then Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقَّى. They are pure kafirs. They have no place in Iman. So we embrace it, embrace the entire code. Yes, we may have mistakes here and there, but we don't justify the wrongs that we are doing. We are man enough that this is my mistake, and I don't want to be dishonest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to have an honest and a correct relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want to play games. Iman is the code of Allah Ta'ala. I'm not allowed, nobody is allowed to play any games and make any type of additions or commissions to this faith. Kullun amana billahi wa malaikati wa kutubi. The previous creed is what they did, and therefore they were cursed. Someone rejected Isa alayhi salam, called Jesus, so the Jews rejected, and the Christians rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all of any Rasul that you disagree with and you reject, then you are out of Islam. The whole galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salam, and one you reject, you are out of Iman. Islam has no place for you, no accommodation for you. So one is the divine books, one is the Rasuls. So one is to believe in them, and then understand also that every person's code, every Nabi's code, had expired with Rasulullah. So we believe in them, but we understand that they had a time limit. Kulli amri mustaqir. Every Nabi's code had a time limit, and with his passing away, that term was also complete. So we cannot follow that term. Yes, we believe in him, and we believe in the messages that they brought, but we will only keep up to the teaching of Rasulullah. And this is so important, that Lokana Musa Hayyan, that even the greatest of Anbiya, Musa alayhi salam, were to be alive today, the ma wasi'ahu illa tibai, he will also have to follow by. Even if Musa alayhi salam is great as he is, but if he were to be alive today, he'll have to follow the way of Rasulullah. So does any person have a chance after that? No, nobody has a chance. You have to follow the same way. Understand and give it a place in your heart, in the recess of your heart, in such a way that it becomes unshakable, like you see this column here, under all circumstances remains straight, it doesn't waver from one end to the other. That is your iman. Even if Isa alayhi salam had to come, he'll come inshallah, right? He's going to come, he'll also have to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they're coming, if they do come, then they've got no other option but to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ways. So his ways so grounded and so perfect that even a Nabi had to come, they'll have to support and follow his way. So this is the second article in faith. One is our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the divine scriptures, we believe in all. We don't make any distinctions, any discriminations between one and the other. The last article of faith, right, when we count them, that is about Qiyamah, right, the life after death. Right. So this is something that we stand out from all other denominations, because others, either they don't believe in Qiyamah and a life after death, or if they believe in a life after death, then their belief about the life after death is concocted. Because they feel it's just a spiritual experience. If you do good, you feel good, that's your Jannah. If you do wrong, you feel miserable, that's your Jahannam. So this is concocted in Shaitan. We feel, and our belief is that the life after death is million times greater than the life now here. What enjoyment, what pain we go through here, the life after death is millions of times better, greater for the person that was good, and millions of times worse for the person that was not right. So that's our belief in the hereafter. It's a fact, it's a reality. An individual end is called maut. That's one type of qiyamat, where you die and the whole interrogation process commences with your death. So until you live a living, it is just a cover, right? Everything is going very well, right? That's a cover. But what is to be seen is, how do you fear the time that your eyes close? That is the thing to see, that's the criterion, that is the winning line. And that has to be done, and you have to be very careful about it. You failed there, you've gone through it. And you got through there, you got through there forever, an eternal life. So that's the criterion, and that's the point that differentiates Muslims from the rest of the world, that we believe in a life after death. And failure to believe in this life after death, what does it bring? One is the eternal ruin in the hereafter, and the other is that it brings about a lot of depression and despondency, just because you fail to believe in the life after death. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلِقَائِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَئِسُوا مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. They reject that they will have to meet Allah Ta'ala, and there will be a day of Qiyamah. So what happens to them? One is, it's an eternal destruction and ruin for them in the next life, but in this very life, then they are made to suffer despondency, distress and depression. So that is because they fail to believe in a life after death. When a person believes in a life after death, he knows the good that I go through, the problems that I go through must come to an end, and for the good I'll be rewarded, and for the difficulty that I endured, I'll also be rewarded. So that brings him some brightness, it brings him a direction, it brings him a lot of cheer. That I went through this difficulty, someone passed away, or I lost someone, I went through some difficult patch. But all this is recorded by Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget. مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَا. Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget. For the good that you have done, you are rewarded. For the endurance and tolerance also, you are rewarded.